Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 76, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yep, before this episode starts, make sure to join our Discord. We're at 20 members right now. 30, we're going to probably do maybe a giveaway, and also maybe movie night. So,
yeah,
go ahead and go into Discord. Be pretty cool if you did, you know, talk to us about like anything you want, or anything like that. If you have like any... even like drop your like game suggestions and stuff below, we can play them or whatever.
Yeah, and we can play games together or whatever.
Yeah, so yeah,
all right. Talked about it a long time ago about the Zelda movie, and he just kind of talks about maybe the direction of the film.
That sounds awesome. It's a Zelda movie.
Yeah,
I can't wait. But I got here. Legend of Zelda director teases awesome idea and says he wants to create something serious and cool, but fun and whimsical. A live-action Legend of Zelda is on its way from Best Ball, and now the Maze Runner director has outlined his exciting vision of the up-and-coming Nintendo project. I have this awesome idea, Ball tells Total Film in our new issue. Out on Thursday, March 28th, which features the fall of the Fall Guy on the cover, thinking about for a long freaking time how cool it is to have a Zelda movie, and I want it to be a serious movie, a real movie that can give people an escape. Ball even points that escapism. I want to live in that world, he says. So they want to make it so like, oh, I want to live in Hyrule.
Yeah, and like it's a make it look and seem like a real place in the movies. So pretty cool.
Yeah. It says here, as the driving force behind the Legend of Zelda movie, that's the thing. I want to try to create. It's got to feel like something real, something serious and cool, but fun and whimsical, as I said. So he wants to make it like feel as real as like the viewer, like the makes like the viewer feel like they're there, kind of, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll be like, yeah, I'm bad on game. It's me doing it.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a realistic, serious movie. So it's not gonna be
goofy or anything.
Right, like the TV show was back in the 80s, which, I mean, obviously I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I did watch some of the episodes when I was younger. But
some of the episodes were actually, if you remember, the Super Mario show.
Yeah, like, yeah. Right. Yep.
There too.
So what I did see of it was really good and funny, but this is going to be more serious and not funny,
like,
which is what which is how a Zelda game should be. I mean, Zelda movie should be, I think, but
yeah, not like funny, whatnot.
Yeah,
that sounds cool. Speaking of like movie wise, you know how the Minecraft movie's coming out and everything?
Yeah,
I seen this thing where it's gonna be like kind of like a realistic based thing, because you know, but also like the trees and stuff are gonna be how like the blocky type textures. I seen on Instagram, like they like leaked like one of the scene things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have like the block trees and stuff like that.
Isn't Jason Momoa gonna be in it?
I'm not sure. I know Jack Black is.
I think Jason Momoa is too. Aquaman.
Yeah, I think he might be too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm interested in Aquaman. Minecraft.
Yeah. Definitely be a weird
combo.
Yeah. Jack Black, I mean, kind of get it, but actually kind of not really either. But, I mean, who do you put in Minecraft, honestly, though? Like, there's not only...
yeah, they're all blocks.
Yeah, like, so I guess anybody would fit because nobody actually fits in the world.
I remember talking about...
How do you make how do you make a movie out of Minecraft?
I don't know. I guess, where are they going to fight the Ender Dragon or something?
I don't know. Guess we'll find out.
We'll see how they do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Minecraft doesn't have a story, really.
No. I mean, there's survival mode and then creative, but...
I mean, like, Matt Pat, he kind of, you know, he's done theories on Minecraft and how, like, the builders and whatnot, like, came to be and stuff, but...
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see.
Are they gonna get the idea from Matt Pat?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why he left. He went to go work on the Minecraft movie. That's why he retired.
It's already been over a month since he's retired.
I know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, we'll move on. New Xbox controller leaks. And at this time, it's already available.
Yeah, we're a little late.
Yeah, two weeks. This is a controller.
Yeah, the new Xbox controller will be called the Nocturnal Vapor, and is likely to hit the market in the first half of April, which, as Ashton said, it's already out.
Yeah, 2 days ago, it hit the market, April 9th.
A well-known leaker has said the insider also shared some of other details about the upcoming Xbox accessory, whose feature is set to rumor directly to rival Sony's DualSense. While many Microsoft-made gamepads leak ahead for their market debuts, ordinarily only occurs a few weeks before they are released, at most. In contrast, this upcoming Xbox controller emerged online way back in September of last year, following a misshape of the FTC, which accidentally published a number of Microsoft classified documents. Accidentally.
yeah, I don't know.
During its legal battle with the company over Activision Blizzard. The unredacted materials revealed the black and white design of the device and confirmed its DualSense-like haptic feedback support. So, it's going to have, like, feedback how the PS5 controller does with the triggers, I guess?
Yeah, I guess that's what they were going for, which... With the PS5 controller that I have, I mean, it's pretty cool, but I'm not sure how much it can be used without it wearing out. I'm not sure, because obviously I don't use them that much, because I don't have PS5. I just use it for the PlayStation games for my PC, so yeah. I don't use it that much, but... I don't know if eventually it'll get wore out. I'm not sure.
But I got one more thing here. It says, Daylab's Bilbil Kun is now reporting the upcoming accessory will be officially called Nocturnal Vapor. The purported moniker suggests that the gamepad will be positioned as another addition to the Vapor line of Xbox controllers. So there's going to be multiple. Like, I guess, different colors and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Kind of like there is now.
I remember doing, like, the research on that, seeing a whole bunch of different colors and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
It says, which Microsoft unveiled and released in late January and early matches the price tag attached to the rest of the Vapor controllers collection. If pre-orders are expected to open, you know, April 2nd, we're kind of a little behind.
Yeah.
It's okay. Microsoft has historically made pre-orders available on the same day, it announced new controllers. So, you know, it's already out, as Ashton said.
Yep, two days ago. Yeah, it's $70, $69.99 in the U.S.
Yeah, PS5 controllers are $70 as well.
Yep. And Switch Pro controllers are $70. They were actually the first controller to be $70, Switch Pro.
I don't think Switch Pro should be $70.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I mean, not the, like, basic version of the controller. I get, like, say, like, a Zelda one or something like that.
This one, the black one, the regular one.
I don't think that one should be, like, $70. I
paid $70 for it. And then this one, my Smash Bros.
One. Yeah, that one.
I paid $90 for it.
The one with design should be higher. Like, yeah. You know, obviously. That should be, like, but $70.
It was regular $70, but I got it late, so to get it new after they stopped making it, I paid $90 for it.
So Ashton said, I want that.
I did. I wanted it because it looked nice, and I still want the Tears of the Kingdom one too because I have the Switch now. Still have never opened it. It's still sitting up there unopened, but my Tears of the Kingdom Switch, but maybe one day I'll open it.
Yeah.
All right, so just move on. PS Plus Essential Games for April.
What the crap? Hold up. I don't know why, but for some reason on the next topic, like, the same, like, paragraph was copy-paste, like, 3 times.
Nice.
Yeah. I got here, you know, the PS Plus Essential Games for this month. You got Immortals. I don't have the consoles, but
I don't either. I couldn't find them. Like, they weren't listed like they usually are.
I know. But you got Immortals of Ivium? Ivium? Something like that?
You got
Minecraft Legends and Skull the Hero Slayer.
That's it.
The thing that kind of piques my interest is Minecraft Legends.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's the only one
I've
ever heard of.
Immortals of, yeah. Immortals of Ivium or whatever. I don't know what that, what would that even be about?
I have no idea. So they're definitely not no heavy hitters this month for the central part anyway. Maybe for the premium. Extra and premium, but
I've really heard of Minecraft Legends on this list.
Yeah, same.
That's how you know they're not big games.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so we've talked about this series a couple times on here. So Gears 6 news is apparently coming this summer.
And we've talked about Gears of War quite a bit on here.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just about, like, you know, we talked about it because how Microsoft games were coming to
Switch and PS5.
Yeah. And I said, like, oh, maybe Gears of War is going to be on. But no, not yet.
Not yet anyway, yeah. Maybe Gears 6 will.
Maybe. That'd be awesome. I bet Gears 6 is going to be a good game.
Hope so.
The first news on Gears of War 6 may be coming this summer, according to new claims during the latest episode of Kinda Funny XCast. Host Paris Lilly made a prediction that Gears 6 news would arrive in summer, a prediction which was then seemingly verified by that episode's guest, Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb. When they showed the Marvel 1943 trailer in Unreal Engine 5 during GDC, I jokingly tweeted, imagine what Gear 6 would look like in Unreal 5. Louis said, because it looks so good. I got here. And then somebody from Culloden made a cryptic little subtweet under me about that, which perked my ears on that. So my conspiracy theory is that you do tease it this year, and then it's probably a launch game for next gen. That seems to make sense to me. While Lily's claim was merely a prediction, Grubb then appeared to suggest it was an accurate suggestion, adding, "I will say I've heard some stuff that might happen with Gear 6 this summer, so I think that tease sounds right to me." Harris, that seems like... This is just like a whole conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of a podcast, I guess.
Yeah. It says here, "That seems like what we can expect." Grubb's statement was then shared on X, formerly on Twitter, by The Verge senior editor Tom Warren, who simply said Grubb was correct. Grubb claimed back February 2023 that Xbox Studio Coulton has shifted its full attention on the new entry of the Gears of War series after two other games in development at the studio were reportedly canceled. This was seemingly confirmed the following month when Xbox posted a job listing advertising for the role of senior gameplay designer, Gears of War, the Coulton. Since acquisition of Gears of War IP in 2014, Microsoft has released two mainline series entries, 2016's Gears of War 4 and 2019's Gears 5, both developed by Coulton, as well as Gears of War Ultimate Edition, turn-based tactics off spinoff of Gears Tactics. So, I think they're going to make another one, too. They're probably going to announce it. I'd say... June.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with that, because there's rumors that there's going to be an Xbox showcase in June. Yeah. So maybe they'll announce Gear 6 and have maybe a gameplay trailer. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. I bet you it's going to look good because, you know, Unreal 5 and everything.
Yeah, Unreal Engine 5 looks good.
It's good. Yeah. It even makes, like, Fortnite, like a cartoonish game, look realistic.
So yeah. Yeah.
That's saying something. Yeah. I really think Gears of War, I almost said Gears of War 5. Jeez. Gears of War 6 is going to look like it's going to look really good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I love the Gears.
It's pretty fun. I mean, I didn't play it a whole lot, but what I did play, it was fun. I played...
I couldn't fully complete the first game. You remember what happened to that? The ring on the disc.
From you jumping around some...
Yeah. The fact is, it still kind of worked. I could play the first mission again, and then it would pop up, like... unable to read this.
Yeah.
Like, I could actually play it a little bit and then said unable to read. I'm like, what the crap?
Oh, I have my hand up here. I guess I thought it thumbs down. You dude, suck.
You suck, dude.
It's not even going to do it, dude. There it is. moving on. So we've both played kind of a lot of Warzone Mobile.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on it so far?
I've only played Warzone Mobile with you.
Yeah.
I haven't really played him recently. I like it a lot. I've already met people who don't like the game for some reason. I love it. Like, it's such a good game. It has amazing graphics for a mobile game. It runs like 60 FPS to like 120. It's really,
yeah,
like a really high quality mobile game.
I mean, it looks like the console version.
Yeah, exactly. It looks just like the console version of the game. And,
but I think people are hating on it because it doesn't run as well on Android as it does iPhones.
Well, they can cry about it.
Yeah, maybe they should buy an iPad.
Get an iPad.
Yeah, I play it mostly on my iPad Pro.
I know my iPad doesn't run.
No, it's a dinosaur.
Yeah. But, dude... it's a fun game. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think a total of 9 wins.
Since I've been playing, because they added Plunder, for those of you that don't know, Plunder, I love that mode. I'm up to quite a few wins because of Plunder. I've got a lot more wins. Yeah. I don't even know for sure how many I got, but I know it's almost 20 at least.
That going?
Yeah. We need to play, I'm telling you.
You had like 11.
We need to play. Yeah, we can. I want to stream it soon.
Yeah, you can stream on your phone, like you can.
Well, I can do it on my iPad. Hook it up to my Mac and use Streamlabs that way.
Yeah, you could. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. Definitely recommend it if you haven't played it yet. Especially apparently if you have an iPhone. Like I said, I don't know how the Android version runs, but yeah. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Oh, Fred.
It's Fred. Fred came to say hi.
It's our it's our podcast mascot. It's Fred.
Fred the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to make a special appearance for the outro of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss Fred. I haven't seen him in a while. But, guys, we're going to... What we've missed the past 2 weeks, we're going to try to record 2 episodes tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if not, then definitely at least 1. But just try to make up a little bit. But join our Discord, like Ryland said. Once we get 30 members away, we're going to have a movie night and a giveaway of some sort, whether it's merch, gift card, whatever. Follow all of our podcasts and personal socials, our Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our podcast, Twitter, Instagram,
TikTok, Twitch, Kick, all them. It's all the big platforms.
Yeah. Buy our merch.
Facebook, we don't.
Right. We don't have Facebook, but buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord. Ryland, you have anything?
I don't know. Fred's over here having his tail on his shoes.
He needs to hold still.
He won't stop moving. But, now just follow our socials, join our Discord. Once we hit 30 members, we're going to do a movie night, maybe a giveaway. And, hey, go on, Fred. But, follow our personal socials and podcast socials. And that's really all I have to say. Also, we finally did it. We're at over 200,000 downloads, which is awesome. You know, I didn't think April, right?
Yeah, it's April.
I didn't think 10 months ago when we started this podcast, we'd be like that far into.
That's a lot of downloads, for sure.
207,000 right now, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Also, I didn't mention the last episode, I forgot, but if you don't have to, but if you wanted to, I did set up a Cash App for the podcast if you want to help us bring, you know, more content and keep it up. You can.
It'll help us out a lot, especially like getting better quality for the podcast and stuff.
Right, like Ryland using money to buy a desk and boom arm and different things. I'm wanting to get a new PC and stuff, but you send us $1, you send us whatever you want. You don't have to send us anything. It's up to you. But if you do, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't feel obligated that you have to. Your listen is plenty enough for us if you don't feel like it. But if you want to, it's in the description of wherever you're watching or listening on. But
I'm gonna put it in the Instagram too.
Yeah.
After this episode, so we can go ahead and. Just if you guys want to actually help us out, you know, help us out with getting the quality of the podcast better and everything like that.
Because I know our, like, Red Circle, it has, like, where you can donate on there, but Cash App, more people have it and are more, they trust it more.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a trusted thing. Like, it's like PayPal, so it's trusted, you know, secured. Don't have to worry about it going anywhere. But like I said, you don't have to. Just we appreciate it if you do. But and if you do, and if you want, we'll shout you out in the episode.
The friend's gone. Oh, there he is.
Friend disappeared. Yeah, guys, we appreciate you. If, like I said, if you don't want to, your listen is enough. We greatly appreciate it. But we'll catch you in the next episode.